We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
The NBA season is in full swing, and when I can't get enough of the action on the court, I spice things up betting on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Right now, new customers bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Right now, the championship favorite is the Boston Celtics at plus 190. You can also get the Lakers at plus 3,500. So if you're a believer in their late season run, that is a big number. North Carolina listeners, don't forget DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code HOOPS. That's H-O-O-P-S. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code HOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. All right, welcome to Hoops Tonight here at The Volume. Happy Sunday, everybody. Hope all of you guys are having an incredible weekend. Just to give you a heads up of the schedule for today, later tonight I'm going with Colin Cowherd, and we're going to do a deep dive on a bunch of stuff for the NBA playoffs. So you're going to want to head over to the Colin Cowherd podcast feed later tonight to see that episode. This episode, I'm just going to give you guys like 15 minutes, my initial reactions on everything that went down in this chaotic day, final day of the NBA regular season. Not going to do any sort of deep dives into playoff series previews because we're going to start that tomorrow. We're going to do deep dives on the 3-6 and 4-5 matchups that we haven't hit yet, including film. We did already do the 4-5 matchup out west, the Clippers-Mavs series. We did a series preview with the Nerd Sesh guys, so you can find that a little bit further back on the feed. You guys know the drill. Before we get started, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel so you don't miss any more of our videos. Follow me on Twitter at @_JasonLT so you guys don't miss show announcements as well as the film threads that I do from time to time. Don't forget about our podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts under Hoops Tonight. It's also super helpful if you leave a rating and a review on that front. And then last but not least, keep dropping mailbag questions in the YouTube comments. We're going to be hitting some mailbag during the week coming up. All right, let's talk some basketball. So we had a bunch of blowouts today, but there was one in particular, two in particular, that were funky because the Pelicans and the Wolves were trying. The Wolves were trying to maintain the two seed, the all-important two seed for home court advantage in a series against the Denver Nuggets, right, if they were to make it to the second round. And then for the Pelicans, if they won today, they were guaranteed the sixth seed to stay out of the play-in tournament, but both of them lose. And starting on Lakers-Pelicans, you know, the Lakers have been a really tough matchup for the Pelicans all season. And I think I've talked a lot about how after you get past Denver, I think there are tiers still. Like, I kind of have like the Pelicans, the Warriors, and the Kings kind of in that bottom tier. And then I have the Lakers, Suns, Mavericks, Clippers, Wolves, and Thunder in that tier right below Denver, basically. But really, all of those teams past Denver have significant flaws. That's why they're not Denver. And that makes them specifically matchup dependent, meaning if they play a certain type of team, they're going to look great. If they play a different type of team, they can look bad. And so the Pelicans, for instance, the strength of that team is their perimeter defense. They've got tons of lanky on-ball defenders for both the guard position and the wing position. They force a ton of turnovers. They get out in transition and they score as a result. They're top 10 in turnovers forced as a team, and they're top 5 in points scored off of turnovers per game. And so when they run into teams like Golden State, who are they depend entirely on a smaller guard perimeter initiator, or Sacramento, a team that the Pelicans are also really dominant against this year. I think they're 5-0 against the Pelicans or against the Kings this year. That's a small guard offense initiated team, so they can bother them with length. And then those teams also can occasionally struggle with turnovers, right? So like that's a big part of what allows the Pelicans to be successful in those particular matchups. Also, specifically with Golden State, they don't really have a ton of interior size to punish the Pelicans, who can be really weak defensively in the front court. Again, Zion Jonas or Zion at the five, or Zion and Larry Nance, like that's just not good defensive personnel on the front line. And the problem is you go over to the other side with the Lakers and it's like a perfect matchup for them. Like, the Pelicans are a heavy ball pressure team. They want to get up into the ball handler, make him feel uncomfortable. The best counter for ball pressure is size, because any sort of large ball handler can just turn his back to the guy and protect the basketball as he kind of works his way up the floor. Ball pressure doesn't work on LeBron. He's too big, he's too strong. He completely picked the Pelicans apart in that game. And then aggression on the ball and aggression in the passing lanes puts a heavy emphasis on your back line to clean things up. And the Pelicans don't have good back line personnel. And so it literally plays directly into the Lakers' strengths. All that ball pressure, all that aggression in the passing lanes, LeBron's just handling it and picking you apart and getting wide open dunks and layups on the back line. How many times did you see Anthony Davis slip behind the screen defender for a lob? How many times did you see Rui cut along the baseline and get a little dunk underneath the basket as LeBron's picking him apart there? They had this is crazy. The Lakers had a 50-12 points in the paint advantage. So that's a big part of how these matchups tend to work out. And so even for the Pelicans, like, it sucks because now you got to play the Lakers again in that play-in game. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But like, the upside is, if you do drop that play-in game, you're going to play either the Kings or the Warriors in that second play-in game, and that's a team that more fits into your matchups. And then also, like, here's another thing too. If you happen to win that game, you get the one seed OKC, and I would pick OKC to win that series, but Oklahoma City, if you had to pick, if you're a Pelicans fan, if you had to pick between OKC, Minnesota, and Denver, OKC, Denver, Minnesota, for that first round matchup, you'd much rather play OKC because that plays more into your strengths. Smaller perimeter initiators, not much interior size to kind of punish that. So that's kind of like a little bit of a silver lining for the Pelicans. On the other end of the floor, I wanted to just really quickly shout this out. I thought LeBron James obviously dominated this game, but the job he did on Zion Williamson completely shut him down. Just completely shut him down, and that shut down the Pelicans' offense, and that was it. Like, there was some tough shot-making in there. CJ made some shots. Brandon Ingram made some shots. Herb Jones had his catch-and-shoot three going, but they really didn't have anything going because LeBron shut down their offensive engine. Suns-Wolves, I watched the first quarter of this one before we came on here. The Wolves had a red-hot shooting first quarter. The Suns had a red-hot shooting first quarter, particularly Bradley Beal, but everyone was hitting. And they went up by 20, and then they were basically able to stiff-arm the Timberwolves the rest of the way. Bradley Beal was red-hot in that first quarter, hitting his pull-up three. Hit some huge pull-up jump shots in the game against the Kings the other night. He's playing at an absurdly high level. And so when the dust settles, here's our situation. In the 4-5, we have Dallas versus Los Angeles Clippers, and we did a series preview on that already. That's on our YouTube feed earlier. We talked with the Nerd Sesh guys. Again, my big thing there is, like, I think that series eventually skews towards Maxi Kleba and PJ Washington in the front court together with Luka and Kyrie, and either Derrick Jones Jr. or someone like Dante Exum in at that three spot, kind of acting as their main on-ball defender for the guard. And I think that series kind of slightly favors Dallas, especially considering some of the health configurations that the Clippers are dealing with. So you can find that full series preview up on YouTube. Suns Timberwolves, again, they shot really well. This is a crazy stat. The Suns got 1.76 points per catch and shoot jump shot in that game against the Timberwolves. Really, really good shooting performance. So I'm excited to dig into the film tomorrow morning and give you guys a more, because I love that we have this game to prep for that series, because it's the same teams, same lineups, but they're actually both trying really hard in that game. So after we sift through some of the shot results stuff, we're going to be able to find out shot quality information and find some interesting stuff out about that matchup. So we'll have I don't know if we'll do it Monday or Tuesday, but in the next 2 days, we'll have a full series preview on Suns Timberwolves to go over. So our play-in situation as of right now is Lakers Pelicans again. For starters, I think this one's going to be closer, the one on Tuesday night. This is just, it's an inherent, natural human behavior thing where it's like the Lakers kick the shit out of them, so they're going to come in a little more relaxed. The Pelicans are going to come in not wanting to get humiliated, so they're going to come in a little bit tougher, right? It's just going to be a different type of environment. So I do think it's going to be closer. I actually have a personal example of this. I'll never forget. I played in a money tournament. This was actually not that long ago. This was last fall when I was dealing with my Achilles issue, and I came back for this money tournament. I had not played basketball in like 4 weeks, and I stepped on the floor for this money tournament, and we won every game up until the championship round, but it was double elimination, so we had to beat them twice, and they had to but it was weird. Like, we kicked the shit out of them the first game. It was this team from Phoenix, a bunch of these former college players from Phoenix. We kicked the shit out of them the first game, like literally blitzed them. There was a rule where if you went up 30 in the second half, it was a forfeit. And so we literally went up 30 in the second half and kicked them off the court. We just played an incredibly high level, destroyed them, won the game. They had to turn around and play another game in the loser's bracket to come back and play us. And then they played us, and it was single elimination, so they didn't even give us a second loss. And we just didn't shoot as well. We came out lazy. We weren't defending as well. They came out desperate. They actually were leading in the second half, I think, by 11 on us in that game with the money on the line. Now, we went on a crazy run at the end of the game on the strength of our defense, and we ended up stealing the money back, and we got out of there with the win. But I vividly remember that being like, wow, we could not have dominated them more than we did in that first game. And then suddenly we were on the ropes in the second game. So I don't want to write the Pelicans off in this game. Any sort of single elimination game can go any direction. Anthony Davis is dealing with some back spasms. I'm not particularly worried about that, judging by AD's body language when he was talking to LeBron. I think he was just kind of, you know, being AD. But like, that game can go either way. But the bottom line is the Lakers' advantages are just significant. So like, even if that game does turn out close in the mid third quarter, the Lakers are just going to get better shots down the stretch of that game, and I expect them to win. So I'm picking the Lakers to beat the Pels, but don't write off the Pels. They obviously have a chance to win that game.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider's look at the NBA and the culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoops takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira hybrid mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot. The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Warriors Kings. The Kings are 3-1 in that matchup this year. Kings are at home. They're 24-17 at home this season, but the Warriors are actually better on the road this year. They're 25-16 on the road this year, and they've been pretty mediocre at home. And so like, honestly, I think that kind of plays into the Golden State strengths, especially considering some of the limitations for Sacramento. Without Malik Monk, De'Aaron Fox is really their only perimeter initiator that can, like, consistently generate great shots. And the Warriors are just going to be able to keep a, like, tier one perimeter defender on him all game long, cycling in fresh legs, not having to worry about second side creation as much. I think that favors Golden State. Also, one last note for Golden State. They are plus 14 this season with Draymond Green on the floor against the Kings. So I think that works to their favor. But regardless of who wins that game, if the Pelicans lose to the Lakers, Kings, Warriors, whoever wins is going to have to go play the New Orleans Pelicans in New Orleans. And like I said earlier, they're 5-0 against the Kings. The Warriors beat them early in the season, but the Pelicans have kind of handled them in back-to-back games, both in Golden State. And again, same kind of thing we were talking about earlier, two teams that rely on a guard to initiate everything, that just plays directly into the strengths of the Pelicans, and the Warriors don't really have the frontline scoring to kind of punish it. So hard to pick against Steph, and again, like, the Warriors will be on the road, which I think is to their favor. I mean, like, a veteran team like that, you're going to want to give them a certain amount of belief in a big-time game like that. But it's going to be, they're going to throw the kitchen sink at Steph, and you're going to need young players or old veterans to try to come through on the other side of that. So hard to kind of, like, see a path to victory there. But we'll play it by ear when we get to Friday before we make any sort of pick there. But if I'm a Pelicans fan, you like that matchup. You like that matchup if you lose to the Lakers to deal with either Sacramento or Golden State, and then obviously Oklahoma City in the first round. For Lakers Nuggets, if the Lakers beat the Pelicans on Tuesday, obviously the Nuggets are waiting for them. That's less than ideal, but that's way better than having to deal with the 9-10 game and have to play a single elimination game on the road. So even though this is an unfortunate set of matchups for the Lakers, it is the best possible scenario out of all of these other play-in scenarios that they could have had to face if they fell down into the 9-10 game. Now here's the thing. Nuggets are the better team. They should be favored. The one thing that's different is this is a very different team than last year's Laker team. Some same personnel, right? D'Lo, Austin, LeBron, AD. But this is a five-out offense that is an offensively focused team. Whereas last year's team was a four-out offense, more like space and spread pick and roll, a lot of post-up attack. And then they were a defensive-focused team. And so that team was really good defensively and could really struggle offensively. This Lakers team is a really good offensive team that can go through significant defensive struggles. And more or less, now, their last two matchups that took place in this calendar year, D'Lo was out for the first one, but it was a close game, and then they got out-executed late. And then D'Lo played in the second one, and they looked better, right? They had some leads in the first half, but then the Nuggets walked them down and out-executed them in the fourth quarter. So really, with the Nuggets, the Lakers are always right there, and then they lose the last 5 minutes every single time. And so really, the only chance for victory for the Lakers there is to somehow flip that execution script. I will be picking the Nuggets in that series, but whatever percentage chance the Lakers have to win will come down to their late-game execution. Out East, the Bucks hang around for a little bit with Orlando in the first half, despite a nightmare shooting performance from Dame, but then they get blown out in the second half. Really, the only reason they hung around in that game is they were able to get to the foul line a lot with some grifty stuff. Then the Knicks almost blew it with turnovers against Chicago, but they did get out of there with a win. Thank their lucky stars that DeMar DeRozan missed that little one-legged runner, because that was a pretty damn good look for him. So our situation is Indiana-Milwaukee in the 3-6. Milwaukee's 1-3 in this matchup this year. By the way, they were trying to win those games. One of them was an in-season tournament game. The two that were after the in-season tournament, those were games where, like, like Dame and Tyrese Haliburton have a little personal beef going on, and the Bucks were really trying to win that game, those games, and they just couldn't. They got one of them, but they have a lot of trouble with this particular matchup. Why is really simple. This is one of the fastest teams in the league in Indiana versus a team that was already one of the slowest teams in the league with Giannis. And without Giannis, they're just really, really, really slow. So it's like a horrible mismatch for them guarding in space, whether that's when they're in rotation, which Tyrese Haliburton is an expert at getting a defense into rotation, or pushing the ball in transition. Honestly, the main point of optimism there, if you're a Bucks fan, is Tyrese Haliburton hasn't really been the same guy that he was since he hurt his hamstring. And so that to me is something that we'll have to see the bear out there. Also, get ready for Tyrese and Dame just to get attacked on the defensive end every single time, because both of them are atrocious. Tyrese had a nightmare game defensively against Cleveland. I was actually watching that game this morning. So that we're gonna do a deep dive into that series, but the main goal there for Milwaukee is, like, you just gotta somehow find a way to get that to 2-2 or 2-1, and hope to God that Giannis can come back at some point, and then that he can just put on his cape and carry you to victory there. But that's just a tough matchup for them. Orlando Cleveland, it's 2-2 a season series. Orlando won the last one in February in Cleveland. A lot going for Orlando in that series. They have excellent guard defenders, and Cleveland is a heavy pick and roll attack. So if you get good guard defenders there, you can slow down their pick and roll offense. Orlando is also an excellent offensive rebounding team, and the Cleveland Cavaliers really struggled with the Knicks in the first round series, specifically on the offensive glass, if you remember correctly. That's not a strong point for them. They've done better in the second half of the season, but that's not a strong point for them. So some matchup stuff that favors Orlando. But Cleveland is actually the more experienced team here, and they just got embarrassed last year and learned an important lesson about losing those physical battles. So, like, that experience advantage, I think, favors Cleveland. Again, I'm not going to give a pick on any of these series until I dig into the film more over the next couple of days. Playing games, Philly hosting Miami. Winner gets to avoid Boston in the first round, so get ready for that to be a knockdown, drag-out fight as both teams are fighting to get away from Boston. That's going to be a hell of a game. Philly is 1-0 this season in games that Embiid actually played. It was just a week and a half ago in Miami. Our other playing game is Chicago versus Atlanta. Atlanta just beat Chicago in Chicago in early April, but I'll be picking the loser of Miami and Philly versus either of those teams regardless. I do like Chicago better, though, so I'm going to pick Chicago in that matchup, which means we're going to get Boston versus either Philly or Miami in all likelihood. Obviously, you can't write off Chicago or Atlanta completely, but we're going to get a pretty fun first round series there against Boston, which will just kind of keep things more interesting out east, considering the fact that there's a high probability, in my opinion, that Boston just basically destroys everyone. So hopefully it'll just those teams will be able to at least keep it interesting. All right, guys, as I said, if you're looking for a series preview on Clippers Mavs, already on the feed, the other 3, 6, 4, 5 matchups we're going to hit on Monday and Tuesday during the day. We've also got Colin Cowherd later tonight. So make sure you keep an eye on the Herd podcast feed, the Colin Cowherd podcast feed, for that show later on tonight. As always, I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you in a couple of hours.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.